It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that MMA spot.
Hey, welcome back to the MMA show. Glad you are with me tonight, today, whatever time you're listening. You know, last night I had trouble sleeping and I felt like I had a godly dump poured on me. I just say that when sometimes I feel like there's things that are coming to my mind that I don't think are necessarily for me. So today I need to just get it out and talk about it. And we're going to talk about two hills today. One that brings unity, one that accepts everybody, one that is welcomed by all, and the other that is the complete opposite. So let's talk about the opposite hill. And the opposite hill is called Capitol Hill. Capitol Hill, it's nothing but a bunch of division. There's no unity. There's two ideologies or more. And there's no middle ground. There's no middle place for them to meet. There's you believe me or you get canceled. And the cancel culture is the opposite of love and unity. And when you have the opposite of love and unity, you can never be united. You can never be together. And so the result of never being able to be united means that a nation will fall. A house divided cannot stand. And so at Capitol Hill, there's people that are accepted and those that are rejected. Not everybody is accepted, and there's a lot of rejection going on. And when you bring a lot of rejection, a lot of fear comes into place, a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. So on Capitol Hill, we see people losing their income and their businesses because of this cancel culture. They say one thing. That's the thing about us people. Gosh, we want to trust and we want to believe what they say, but we forget to watch what they do. They say these great things that sound wonderful, but their actions speak completely opposite of what they actually say. And we tend to not look at that. I think because we are made in the image of God, and God is a trustworthy God, and God is our leader, and so we submit to his leadership. And that's true with the Capitol Hill. There are leaders, even though in our nation, it's run by the people. We tend to think these people are going to listen to what we have to say, and they frankly don't really give a rip because they go into office. I don't know, what do they get paid? $37,000 a year, supposedly, but they're all millionaires. How did that happen? On a senator or representative salary. You know how that happens? Because they do things that they shouldn't be doing. And that's how that happens. They make deals and they get paid a lot of money with things they shouldn't be doing. But whatever. That hill is a very divisive hill. I want to talk about a hill that is all-encompassing, that is accepting of everyone. Everyone is welcome at this hill. Mankind might fail you, but God will never fail you. And the song that has come to mind was The Old Rugged Cross. And the first line of the song is, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. It's the emblem of suffering and shame. And the Bible tells me that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him will not die, but have everlasting life. So on that hill far away, God came down and gave his life for the entire world because of the sin problem we have. And that sin problem we see at Capitol Hill. So here we have the Capitol Hill that has the sin problem. And then, excuse me. If you're listening to the song, The Old Rugged Cross, then we have on this hill far away where someone gave his life. The Bible says there's no greater love than this, and a man lays down his life for his friend. And the ultimate expression of love is sacrificing yourself for somebody else. So Jesus showed his ultimate, God showed his ultimate love for us, that he died for you and I, and anyone who wants to be a part of that hill is more than welcome to come and join. Because the only true way there could ever be unity is if we're unified in Christ, because we're all going to have differences and we're all going to have different opinions. But if we can unify on one thing, Jesus Christ, then everything else just doesn't mean as much. We can still figure a way to love each other. And love is the synonym of unity, you know? Love, this is what love is. This is what the definition of love is. Love is patient. Love is kind. Now, I want to drill that into us because we have seen a very unkind world. We have seen that cancel culture, the opposite of the cancel culture is love. Until we stop canceling our neighbor, our friend, our family, people online, until we stop canceling them out, we can never find unity. Because that is very unkind to cancel someone out, to destroy someone's financial stability and future because you don't like who they likes, because you don't like their opinion. Who gives a rip? Honestly, who really gives a rip? Does my opinion really make a difference in your life one way or the other? No. It doesn't, and vice versa. You can think whatever you want. That doesn't change anything about my life. You don't like my lifestyle? Okay. Doesn't mean I'll change. You can unlike my lifestyle all you want. I'll still live the life the way I want to live my life. And the same goes for you. I may not like how you're living your life. I may not like the kind of ice cream you eat. Is that going to stop you from eating chocolate when I don't like chocolate? I like vanilla? Nope. So what the heck are we doing with this stupid cancel culture? Because it's flat out mean and it's evil and it's the opposite of love. It's the opposite of unification. And you know what else love doesn't do? It doesn't envy and it's not proud. And you know what love does not do? Love does not dishonor people. You cannot have unity and dishonor people at the same time. Impossible. I cannot dishonor you and then we still be friends at the end of the day. Impossible. So the opposite of dishonor is loving somebody. The opposite of the cancel culture is loving someone. And you know what? Love does not delight in evil, but love rejoices in truth. We keep hearing that word truth everywhere we go. Truth, truth, truth. But what I like the most is love always protects. Love always trusts. Love always hopes. And love always preserves. I want to focus on some of that. Because this cancel culture does not protect anybody, it divides people and it hurts people. This cancel culture doesn't build up trust, but distrust. And when you can build distrust, then you don't give a rip what happens to that person. And you know what? We have his history showing us what happens with this cancel culture. I am better than you. You are less than me. So therefore, genocide is easily able to happen. When someone is less than you, you do not care about their safety and well-being anymore. But what happens when eventually that comes down to you? Oh, you didn't care about so-and-so because it didn't matter then. Oh, and you didn't care when this happened because it didn't have any effect on you. But by the time it got to you, there was no one there to protect you because everyone else was gone. We've heard that story. I don't know it for verbatim, but we've all heard that story. And by the time I needed help, no one was there to help me. That's because love wasn't there. Love didn't win because there was no protection there. There was no trust. And the thing about love, people need hope in a hopeless situation. And it feels hopeless in many situations last year, especially in the year of 2020. It felt hopeless. And maybe it still feels hopeless to you because people weren't able to work and businesses got shut down and people couldn't make a living. And so bills still came due. Don't have the money because I'm not allowed to work. Businesses are closed, but my bills are still coming due. And that's a very scary situation to put yourself into. I'm going to take a break. I want you to listen to this, and then we're going to come to that spot.
Don't go away. Amber May will be right back.
know about you, but if you have a message to share, have you ever thought about starting a podcast? I know it sounds crazy, right? Well, I can help you with making your voice sound very professional. I have a course and you can look for it at successfullyuuniversity.teachable.com. That's successfullyuuniversity.teachable.com. And I can show you how to sound really good on your podcast, because it's not just about getting a microphone and uploading it to a podcasting site. You know, you want to sound like you're a pro. You want to learn how to edit, add commercials, figure out an open and close, and I could show you at my online course that's called successfullyuuniversity.teachable.com. How does a tax-free retirement sound to you? Well, it sounds pretty darn good to me. But what if I told you that I could show you how you can earn tax-free retirement income, also living benefits as well? Does that sound good to you? I think it sounds pretty darn good. I also want to talk to you about what would it feel like if you could set money aside that's not only dedicated to higher education? Because what if your kids aren't really into higher education? I could show you how to put money aside for either higher education for your kids, a car for your children, a down payment on a house, and tax-free retirement for your kids. If that sounds good to you, then I want you to reach out to me at amber@ambermayshow.com. That's amber@ambermayshow.com. And in the subject line, message me tax-free retirement. That's amber@ambermayshow.com, subject line tax-free retirement. You know, I love that God created so many plans to help us, because he knew in the future, as he was building creation, that we were going to need things to help our well-being. So I love using essential oils, and I use it for immune support, emotional support, muscle support, and I have used it in my protocol to help me get pregnant when I had such a difficult time. So if you're going through any of the mentions above, I highly recommend that you hit infooneoils.com. That's infooneoils.com, and see for yourself how essential oils can maybe help you, especially with the hard times we're living in. I have been having a really hard year, and I have been using my essential oils like crazy to help me get through emotionally. So if you're concerned about your immune system, you need to sleep better at night, or your muscles, or whatever that or is, check out infooneoils.com. That's infooneoils.com.
You are listening to The Amber May Show.
So we're talking about what it felt like to not have hope. Not know how you're going to protect your family from being homeless, not knowing how you're going to feed your children or yourself, and you're not knowing what tomorrow has in store for you. Well, one thing I can promise you is tomorrow has enough worries of itself. The Bible says, do not worry, for tomorrow has enough worries of its own. Look at the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. They don't worry about what they're going to eat or drink, and aren't they clothed better than King Solomon himself? So don't worry about tomorrow. Focus on today. And the Lord's Prayer says, say it with me if you're feeling stressed out, if you're worried, if you're anxious, say this prayer with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Let's repeat that. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespassers as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the kingdom and the glory forever and ever. Throughout Scripture, God has always pointed out, just focus on your needs for today. In the desert, when the Israelites left Egypt and they were stuck in the desert and they had no way to bring meals and make food, God gave this bread from manna, this bread from heaven called manna, and he told them, only pick enough for today. And there was people that were scared, that were saying, I'm going to pick more than I need for today. And you know what happened? Whatever was left over, maggots took over it because they disobeyed God. God wanted to show them, every day I will provide for you and take care of you. And you know what? That's what hope does. When we hope in God as our provision, then we don't stress as much because God will take care of us. If God can give Israelites food from heaven, surely God can provide a meal for you some way, somehow, even if you're not working. I just have to believe that, because it's not your fault that you can't work because your businesses got shut down and your work got shut down and you're not allowed to work and you're not allowed to provide for your family. So surely there is a way that God would provide a meal for you when it's out of your control, just like he gave to the Israelites. It was out of their control. They had no way of providing meals. And so God did a miracle and brought bread from heaven and provided for them. I don't know why it's so hard for us to wrap our brains that there's this God, there's this hill that wants to take care of you, this hill that loves you, this hill that only speaks of love and unity. Because the other hill is a hill of division, a hill that won't provide for your needs because that hill shut us down, shut the businesses down, didn't care about giving you a stimulus check because they hated President Trump. They waited until he was voted out of office before you got your measly $600. They don't care about you. And I would like that to get across to your brain. The Capitol Hill in the American government doesn't give a rip about you. They just don't. They really don't. But on that hill far away with that old rugged cross, that God cares so much about you that he laid down his life for you. And if you are starving or if you are worried, you are accepted and you are provided for because he will be your hope. You know what I love the most about what God has to say? It always protects. He'll always protect you. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. It looks scary sometimes. You're going through scary things. Maybe you got cancer. Maybe you just don't know how you're going to feed your family. Or maybe you're scared. It always happens every time there's an election. When new people come to power, it's always scary. What are they going to do? Are they going to take my rights away? Are they going to be a dictator? Am I going to be a slave? I mean, these are always the concerns. Why should we be so scared of those people we put in power? Because we know the reality is they can make our lives miserable. That's the reality, and this council culture they developed is proof of that. But on that hill far away, on that old rugged cross, love will always preserve and trust, and there will always be hope. And you know what I love the most? That there was three things that remain: faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. The greatest thing you could do, especially to people who are mean to you and who are nasty to you, is show them kindness and love. You can't win over someone by reciprocating hate and meanness. You can't. But you can win them over by love. And eventually, if they keep mistreating you, just wipe off the dust from your boots and you move on. But you move on in love and peace and not in any kind of nasty way. So if you truly want unity in your life, then what we need to focus on is removing the cancel culture from your lips, because life and death are in the power of the tongue. And we need to be speaking life, and we need to protect our fellow citizens, our neighbors, our friends, our family. They don't have to agree with you. They really don't. It's not going to change your life. You don't need to cancel them out. You can keep doing as you wish. It's your choice. God gave us freedom to choose. You could choose him or you not choose him. If anyone was going to do a cancel culture, it should be God, because he is the ultimate authority. He decides everything at the end. Okay? But he gave mankind the choice. And it happened at the very early of our world on Adam and Eve. And he said, do not eat from the fruit of this tree, because if you do, you will surely die. And as soon as they disobeyed God, which was their choice, they could have ate from anything else, but they chose that tree and they ate it. And it brought sin and death into our world, which we deal with today. So I want you to be careful what you say. Do not cancel people out. Protect them. Build trust. Always hope. And keep preserving, because love never fails.